This happened last month, right before the weekend. I live alone and am quite used to doing things on my own. I don't usually go shopping at dusk, especially alone, but I'd gotten off work late and Costco was on my way home. I figured it'd just be quick, grab what I needed and head out before it got dark. I wasn't even thinking about being careful. That's what makes this worse. By the time I pushed my cart out into the parking lot, the gloomy sunset had taken over the sky, and shadows stretched long between the parked cars. My cart was full, so I was more focused on not leaving anything behind. I quickly reached my car, opened the trunk, and started filling it with shopping bags. Once it gets dark, it'll be difficult to see, because I had parked further from the streetlights. I was on my own when I heard breathing behind me.
"Hey, excuse me. Do you have jumper cables?"
Turning back, I met a man. He was standing just a few feet away. He was probably in his 40s. At least, that's how he looked. His greasy, dark hair, stained shirt, and sunken eyes told me he might be bad news. Something about him immediately set off alarm bells. Although he didn't appear overtly dangerous, the way he stood too close and smiled made me uneasy. I wanted to tell him to back off, as he was totally clueless about personal space, but I forced a polite smile.
"No, sorry. I don't."
I turned back to my car, hoping that he would get the hint, but I heard him take a step closer.
"Are you sure? You look like the kind of person who keeps things organized. Can you check your car, please?"
I stood petrified. My eyes immediately scanned the Costco parking lot, which had only cars and no people. And it was getting dark now. I could smell the stale odor of sweat from the guy's shirt. Without turning back, I replied coldly,
"Sorry, can't help you."
Still wishing he'll go away, but instead, he brought his face way closer to my head, and he sniffed my hair like a dog. I felt his warm, foul breath on me. The horrible realization that a random guy was standing right behind me, sniffing my hair, doesn't occur every day. I turned around, no longer trying to hide my disgust.
"What the hell are you doing?"
He gave this sleazy grin, as if this is how he wanted me to react.
"Didn't want to pry, but you get your shampoo here at Costco? Smells amazing."
I was stunned to see his audacity. Seeing him so close, I forgot to speak. But he was completely shameless because he kept going with his little too personal questions, like what other things I get from Costco, how often I visit this place, etc., etc. I didn't answer any, but then he asked me something that sent a chill down my spine.
"Do they sell underwear? How about you show me the ones you're wearing right now? My wife's about your size. I want to get something similar."
My hands went numb. I genuinely thought I was about to be assaulted right there in the parking lot. I closed the trunk tightly, got inside my car, and locked it. I just wanted to get out so bad that I didn't even buckle my seatbelt. The man watched me for a few seconds, and then got into a Honda with a dark blue hue parked right behind me. Once I got onto the road, his car was following me. Drops of sweat appeared on my forehead as I watched him driving past other cars to catch up to me. Every turn I made and every lane I changed, he trailed behind me. I dodged cars and sometimes even sped just to lose him, but he was one bloody leech, too desperate to let go. For the next half hour, I drove in loops across side streets instead of straight home, since I didn't want him to know my address. However, he clung to my side, never straying too close or too far. I was shaking and almost broke down crying when I thought of the adjacent police station. I ignored red lights and grounded it toward the main road. I watched his car slow down behind me as soon as I entered the precinct parking lot. Then he turned the other way, like he's got a sudden emergency. I staggered into the lobby and blurted everything to the front desk officer. They took my statement, helped me cool off, and watched Costco parking lot security footage. 2 days later, they contacted me once more. As it happens, the man had just come out of jail. He registered as a sex offender, carrying several charges related to stalking and harassment. He had no business being anywhere close to that area. They said I was lucky. I do not consider myself lucky. I still check behind me as I leave work, Even now, occasionally I smell his breath while I sleep, and I haven't visited that Costco since. To all the women out there, if you're ever alone and someone approaches you too closely, trust your instincts. I still find it terrifying to enter Costco or any other large retailer due to an incident that occurred when I was 7 years old. I often forget the reason we went there initially, as that one horrifying encounter overshadowed nearly all my childhood memories. Maybe Mom needed to get milk or paper towels, and Dad was at work, so I just tagged along. It was an ordinary weekday afternoon. We didn't have many big stores where we lived, so entering Costco was like taking part in an adventure for me. It was enormous, packed with every single thing that existed. Innumerable aisles, brilliant lights, high shelves, cool air, and free samples made my eyes glitter in awe. I was clutching Mom's hand because she kept saying I could get lost in here. When we walked, I bounced in place and kept asking whether we could visit the toys or books once she's finished.
2 seconds, baby. I just need to get some new soup flavors for dinner.
She replied. We stopped by the instant food aisle, and Mom got busy checking it. She let go of my hand to reach across the aisle to grab the soup packets. That was the moment I spotted a man. He slowly walked up to me with this not-so-genuine smile. Though it was summer, he wore a windbreaker and had a ragged beard. He bent slightly down and leaned in toward me.
Hey, buddy. Wanna check out the toys with me?
Now, I was just 7, but my mom did teach me about stranger danger, so I glanced at my mom, who was a few inches behind me. The man kept his voice so low that I bet no one heard him other than me. I nodded my head in no, and then called out for my mom. Seeing me do that, he left quickly. I didn't tell Mom about him because she grabbed my hand again to move to another section. For the next 20 minutes, we explored Costco. Mom got all she needed and even bought me a toy, so our expedition was highly successful. She was heading for the checkout when I told her that I had to use the washroom, which was at the right. She nodded in agreement and pointed me in the direction of the washroom, reminding me not to talk to anyone and that she would be waiting right here. I headed toward the restrooms from the rear of the store, turned right, and was just about to enter when someone grabbed me from the back. I turned around to see it was the same man, and now I'm alone in this corridor with him. He reached out and firmly grabbed my wrist. His other hand swept over my mouth before I could yell. His fingers smelled like sweat and trash. I started crying, but my muffled screams died down in my throat. I recall his face up close. His eyes were wide and swirled side to side, though he kept murmuring something like,
"Stay quiet, it's okay."
It wasn't okay at all. I then took the only action that came to mind. I bit his palm as hard as I could. My teeth dug deeper on that meaty side of his hand. He yelled and removed his hand from my mouth for a second. That's all I needed. Gathering all my breath, I yelled for Mom. Although I'm not sure whether she could hear me from that distance, the scream was loud enough to draw the attention of 2 Costco employees who were arranging shelves nearby. The man pushed me to the ground and then sprinted away without waiting another second. Lying on the ground, I kept crying for my mom until the employees came and picked me up. One stayed with me while the other called security. Shaking and crying, I tried to explain what had happened. My mother arrived a minute later. That was the first time I saw my mom crying in public. She hugged me to her chest and continued crying for God knows how long. The Costco security looked through the CCTV footage and did find the guy walking in and leaving as well. He wandered around without making any purchases. For more than an hour, he lurked at the children's books and toys section suspiciously. He even looked at the cameras occasionally, like he despised being recorded. They called the cops, but he was never caught. Currently, I'm in my 30s, and every time I go to a bathroom stall alone, while just walking down those empty corridors, I get a flashback of my memory from that day. I never look away from my niece whenever we go shopping, to consider what might have happened if I had followed him that day still scares me to sleep. I used to work overnight shifts at Costco. You punch in after the store closes and spend the next 8 hours immersed in forklifts, pallets, and an overwhelming silence. Most nights were uneventful. We spent our nights restocking shelves, enjoying our music and making jokes to keep ourselves awake. But there's one night I'll never forget. It was around 2:30 in the morning. I was assigned to restock near Dock 3, the far end of the warehouse where the emergency exits and loading bays are. It's always a little colder and quieter back there, like even sound avoids that corner. I had my headphones in, but low enough to hear if someone called out. I was casually checking the delivery receipts of new stock when I noticed the corridor leading to the emergency door. The corridor was in darkness, but the door was cracked open, letting the yellow gleam of the street light outside peek in. Now, these doors are always supposed to stay shut. Not only are they alarmed, but it's a major security risk to have them unlocked or ajar. We had previously received a warning about this issue, so I assumed someone just forgot to pull it shut all the way. Maybe one of the truck drivers, or even a coworker who went for a smoke. I started walking over, figuring I'd close it and let security know. But when I got within about 15 feet, I stopped. There was someone standing in the end corner of the corridor. He was trying his best to blend in the dark. I couldn't see him clearly, but I could make out a shape. It was a man with messed up hair, and he was watching me. "Who's there? I can see you." He didn't say a word and didn't move. He just stood there like he was waiting for something. At first, I thought it might be a homeless guy or a worker locked out, but something about the way he stood, completely still, like a statue, made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I reached down slowly to grab my radio from my belt. The second my hand touched it, the man bolted. He didn't say a word. He just turned and sprinted into another corridor leading to the left. He was gone before I could even speak into the mic. I grabbed a flashlight and checked the corridors, only to find nothing but void. My mind wanted to believe he was gone, but my gut feeling spoke otherwise. I got back to restocking the aisles. From time to time, I kept glancing at the long, empty corridors. 15 minutes went by, and I had just started believing that the man's gone, when I felt something wet on the back of my neck. It seemed like drops of water, but the ceilings of Costco are well built. It's impossible to have any leakage. So where did the water come from? My eyes kept searching the high ceilings, and all of a sudden, I felt the aisle in front of me shudder. Am I getting sick, or is this an earthquake? I was just hoping to check the other side when I saw a head rising above the top shelf. The man was looking at me from the top of the shelf. He had climbed up and was watching me like some deranged peeping Tom. Guess what? The water drops were his drool. That brief encounter we had, I will never forget his eyes. They were staring me down like hungry wolves. I screamed at the man and called the security immediately. The aisle trembled once again as he climbed down and ran for the emergency exit. Security came down with flashlights. A few of the other night staff helped check the area, but we didn't find anything. No one saw where he went. Everyone tried to brush it off, thinking it was some addict looking for shelter. The next afternoon, I got called in early for my shift. The security manager wanted to show me something. He brought me into the back office where the camera feeds are stored and pulled up footage from the night before. He didn't say anything, just let it play. I watched myself on the screen, stacking inventory and organizing pallets. Everything looked normal. Then, way in the background, barely visible unless you were looking for it, was the emergency door, and someone was already there. A man had been standing in the shadows for over an hour. He would occasionally lean forward and slowly, very slowly, push the door open, inch by inch, Then he'd pull it back, like he was testing something, like he was trying to see how close he could get without being noticed. The whole time, his face was hidden in the dark, but his posture, hunched slightly, head tilted, looked off, almost inhuman. Whoever that man was, he knew where the cameras were. He knew when to move. And worst of all, he wasn't just watching. He was waiting. I transferred to another shift a month later. I still worked nights, but never in a building that big or that empty. Now, every time I pass an emergency door, I check it twice.